Heavenly Father, we thank you that in love you sent your Son. We sang about this, Jesus, you're the love song. You so loved the world. Thinking about, God, your love for the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Lord, we're gazing on Christmas. We're celebrating all the wonderful things that come with the celebration of Christmas, being with family, the lights, the presents, all of those things. And they're good. But Lord, help us to remember the meaning. To remember that you, Heavenly Father, sent your Son. And you sent him for the purpose of our salvation. That he came so that we could be saved, so that we could be rescued. So Lord, move in our hearts, thrill us with this gospel message this evening, and may this call forth praise. May this good news of great joy fill us with joy. And it's in the name of Jesus, our Savior, that we pray these things. Amen. Well, it's really good to be up here. Many of you know that I was expecting to speak on Sunday morning, and I am so grateful to Pastor Chris for stepping in on, I think, about 10 minutes' notice. And I'm absolutely thrilled that Melissa, my wife, is here too, even though we had a little bit of a trip to the ER there. She wasn't standing for the songs, but she's here. So we're blessed. Thank you for your prayers. And what a blessing it is to think and to reflect together.